Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live at Chickies in South Philly, Kyle Brandt, NFL Network, is going to join us here coming up in a couple minutes. The Brandon Graham Show is live at 5 o'clock right here. So do not go anywhere. BG is the man to be, Mr. East. But joining us right now, not only is he a host on NFL Network's Good Morning Football every Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, one of the easiest shows to watch for me, one of my favorite shows to watch year-round, but also, do you know that he was a former Princeton football player? I did not know that.
There you go.
Cast member on The Real World. I could see that. An actor on the daytime drama Days of Our Lives.
Okay.
The executive producer of the Jim Rome Show.
Okay.
Radio show. But also, one of the biggest fans of the Marks and Reese Show on WIP in Philadelphia. His name's Kyle Brandt. What's up, Kyle?
John, I cannot tell you how happy I am to talk to you guys, and let me tell you why. I'm just going to level with you. I'm going to come out honestly. I've had to call some other programs around the country today. I'm seeing some other people. Just I want you to know that. However, I've had to call into Arizona Cardinals radio, Buffalo Bills radio. What am I supposed to say to those people in those cities about their team that just got their teeth kicked in
live
on national television? I'm so glad to be calling the City of Champions with an undefeated team where I don't have to pretend everything is all right, because you know what? Everything is all right. It's so good to be here.
Well, at least in Arizona, they got good weather. I don't know how you would pull that off in Buffalo. I don't know how.
I just BS'd it the whole time. I don't know. I'm just tap dancing for him.
Well, Kyle, I'm glad you think that way. And by the way, on your new idea, do you have a Philadelphia residence? Does it say you're from? Because I swear, every time I see you, you never call us when you're in town, but you're in town with Vince Papale. You're doing this and you're doing that. But you're like an Eagle fan these days, man.
Listen. The town has been very kind to me, John. They've given me a hug. They've welcomed me. And let's be honest, you guys don't do that to everybody. So I'm fully flattered. I love the City of Philadelphia.
All right, so Kyle, you say everything's peachy and great. I mean, not that I'm totally disagreeing with you, but watching the games yesterday, I see young, dynamic, fast offensive players in this league, and then I look at the Eagles this year, and I don't see that, right? And I guess what I need to know is when Carson Wentz comes back, can he fix some of that? Because right now, they can't just lean on the defense all year to kind of carry them. I know that there's ebbs and flows and there's peaks and there's valleys, but this offense doesn't look great right now.
It wasn't great against Atlanta in the playoffs either. Atlanta's good, guys. Mm-hmm. they have a really good, really fast defense. That's fine. You got the win. Now, listen, the funniest thing about the Eagles going into week two is that now it's going to be a whole week of, wow, can they possibly beat the electric right arm of Ryan Fitzpatrick, who just hung one on the Jets? And I'm hearing people say, I don't know, he could shock the Eagles. No, he can't. No, he can't. We've seen Ryan Fitzpatrick for most of my adult life. He plays a great game, and then usually makes a great check, and then he plays a terrible game. He said it himself after the game. He said, I've thrown six touchdowns in a game, and I've thrown six interceptions. What you're talking about with the Eagles playmakers, sure, Alshon, it'd be nice to have him out there, but I think guys like Clement and Ajayi and the receiver, and certainly Ertz, like they're not going to have back-to-back games like that. That was not a problem with Philadelphia. That was just tipping the hat to Atlanta. I mean, they say what you want about them on offense and their red zone, which is hilarious. Their defense is really good, so I don't think it'll be a problem.
Yeah, I look at those games yesterday, and I think as the season goes along, you kind of expect the Eagles to get better. Right, as they start to get more of their guys back out onto the field and they got more practice time together, a couple more games under their belt, they certainly are going to be a stronger team as this season goes on. When you look at those games yesterday, anything stand out to you or surprise you other than Tampa knocking off New Orleans?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still staggered by what Aaron Rodgers did last night.
I'm sure
you guys have mentioned it. That was some sort of bizarre black magic, man. I mean, you see guys leave the game and come back. If you don't see guys come back from the cart, he was carted off, and at the very least, their night's over, or their worst case, their season's over. He came back and just did terrible, terrible, nasty things to the Bears. That game, to me, that performance, it felt like that the whole stage of it with Mac and him, it felt like that movie, The Revenant, you know, where, like, Khalil Mack is the bear, appropriately, and he's stomping on Rodgers' head, and he's DiCaprio, and oh, my goodness, the 8,000-pound bear that Chicago's finally going to win. And then, sure enough, the bear gets killed at the end, and he comes back from the dead, and you just can't kill that guy. I couldn't believe the way that game ended, and it felt like the Bears, if you play the great ones, if you play Brady or if you play Rodgers, whoever it is, you have to snap the neck. You have to find a way to kill them. You can't go up 6 points with a few minutes left or you're dead. You're dead. And that's what happened last night, again, as it's happened to the Bears my entire life.
We're going to take this audio and ship it to Roger Goodell. You're talking about snapping quarterbacks.
Be careful.
They don't let us do that anymore, Cal.
No. You snap the neck. You finish them. You finish them metaphorically. You know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
You used to hit it back in the day. You get it.
Yep.
He does, but he brings up a good point. We're talking to Kyle Brandt. Normally when you're carted off, you don't come back and finish the game like Aaron Rodgers did, but I guess it's just one of those things. But when you look at the NFC, Kyle, and it's one of the things with the Eagles, coming off of the Super Bowl, now you're playing a tougher schedule. I don't know who in the East. Maybe it's going to be the Redskins that give them a battle this year. But you have a lot of teams, not only at the top of the conference, but the middle of the conference too. We thought Tampa Bay and the Bears would be the worst two teams in the conference. All of a sudden, they look good yesterday. So it's going to be tough sledding. This is a really good NFC.
Well, listen, and the best may be yet to come, the Rams. And I know it's out in California, and they're flashy, and they went one and done in the playoffs last year. That roster is a joke. I mean, it's especially the defense. The offensive scheme is a joke. And we're going to see them tonight in, I think, a fascinating game, like the Raiders, who just got rid of Mac, versus the Rams, who have everybody. So if I'm an Eagle fan, I'm looking at my team, and I'm looking long-term. It's more than about just the Giants and Cowboys, who both lost yesterday to the Redskins. I'm looking over the whole NFC, whether it's Minnesota again or New Orleans or Carolina, but I'm looking at the Rams because I want to see who I might play in the playoffs. I'm ready for it. And, like, those Rams, I do not think that was a one-year fluke. I do not think that was beginner's luck. I think McVay has a long-term plan, and he has better players this year. I think the Rams will put on a show tonight, and they're a team that could be showing up in Philly in January.
Kyle also has a new show on Fridays on NFL Network, 6 p.m., called the Kyle Brandt, what is it, Football Experience. There it is, Kyle Brandt Football Experience. Is that where you come to Philly and you hang out with Vince Papale and you do all the other stuff, or is that just something different?
No, that was my summer vacation, man. Hung out with Vince Papale, Interboro High School, put on the Mummers costume, did my thing, screamed about the dogs and everything. And again, it worked in the opener, as always. But no, this show is, guys, the network has decided to do something where they're going to put me for half an hour every Friday in an actual control room, meaning 50 monitors and 5,000 buttons around me, and just talk about why we love football, how we grew up watching football. I can play any play from any player in any game in history. I can touch a button. And you guys want to see a James Thrash highlight? Sure, I got it right here. You want an old Reggie White? You want a Carell Buckhalter? You want a Carson Wentz? I have all of them. We'll talk about, the best highlight from week 6. We'll also have the best highlight from when you were 6 years old. It is going to be so fun every Friday.
Well, so you could get an Ike Reese. You know, Ike single-handedly won a couple games. What was the game, the 4th and 26 game?
I did. No, not that game.
It was a different one?
It was the Miracle in the Meadowlands, too. The Westbrook return.
I can pull that up for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's Westbrook scoring on it and everything. He gets all the glory, but I made the block.
Of course you did, Ike. I'll pull that up the first episode, I promise. Friday night, I'll pull up Ike blocking for 36.
Oh, man, people will love to see that. All right, we'll check out Kyle. Kyle, man, you're an honorary brother of everybody here in the city of Philadelphia. And next time you come down, I know you're a busy guy, but you gotta make sure you stop by and come on and come on with us, all right?
I would love to come on. I've been on a few times, but we got to do this in person. And I think by the time we do it, I think the Eagles will probably still be undefeated. Thank you, guys. So much. Check out the show Friday night. Philly, I need you guys. This is a big opportunity for me. I was there for you. I need you, Philly.
He was there for us. There he is. All right, Kyle.
Appreciate it, brother.
Love you guys. Thank you.
There he is. Kyle Brandt. Big star now. You know what's made him a big star? Is he does these two-minute videos on that Good Morning Football, and then they become viral, and they get tweeted out.
Yeah.
So he's Same thing Skip does and all those shows do.
It's personality. Now he's got another show.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they do, man.
That's what they do.
Like Strahan has like another show, I think. Did Strahan start a show today? I heard Angelo
another
yelling.
Show?
Angelo was yelling about it this morning.
It was Good Morning America.
Well, no, I think it's called Good Day America now, right?
It's called GMA Day.
Oh, okay.
Is it after Good Morning America?
I think it's like a post show.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he quit with Kelly. He,
Ripper,
said, he said, enough of this lunatic. I got my own gig I can do, right?
He's everywhere, man.
Yeah, he really is, man.
Oh. He's everywhere.
Let's take a phone call. John in Lower Southampton is a big Dez Bryant fan, and he'd like for him to come to town. Hi, John.
Oh, you're killing me. No Dez Bryant under no circumstance. Get T.O. back before you do that.
How about this circumstance? Their wide receivers stink, and they need somebody else.
Well, boss will be all right. Relax. Let the half the season play out. Let the kid get his feet under him. He's got everything he needs. Look, now, it's one game, buddy.
Well,
you're killing me over here.
Well, I mean, I know it's one game, but you're not at all worried about the talent level in this team with the wide receivers?
I'm a little concerned, but it's one game, and we got Tampa coming up. I'm going down there with a bunch of dudes. We're going to take the place over.
Me too.
We're going to take a big win.
I'll see you down there, John. Make sure you say hi. I'll be
down.
I will be down there with fans of Philly. I'll be down there.
We'll be there. We're flying out Friday.
I'll see you. They're having a little thing on Saturday night. I'll see you there. Come up and say hi. All right.
I definitely will do that.
All right. There he is. John says no Dez, Ike.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I think most people would say no Dez.
I think the morning show had a poll.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No one wants Dez Bryant here. which by the way, I appreciate. I understand. But give me Plan B. Plan B is
Rashard Perriman.
Is Nelly? Man, don't give me Perriman. A former first-round pick that got cut and no one wants.
Dude, if you ask your average Eagles fan, I'm not talking WIP caller, average Eagles fan in the stadium on Thursday who was playing wide receiver, do you think anybody would be able to name a single one outside of Nelson Agholor? Like, I even have to think about it with Mike Wallace because I didn't see him do anything.
Well, yeah, but you know he's on the team. But if you're just going based on what you saw on the field, no.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. Yeah. I don't think another receiver caught a ball, but Nelson.
Yep. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. Live from Chickies.
Who was the other starting receiver? Was it Carter?
I think it was DeAndre Carter. Somebody called me on Friday for our post show, like reacting to the game, and said, "I can't believe DeAndre Carter played 2/3 of the snaps." And I said, "Wait, what?"
He had to.
Yeah, I didn't know, but he did.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he played that much.
Okay, the whole game.
So let me rephrase my question.
I didn't realize he played that much.
888-729-9494. As it stands right now. DeAndre Carter is playing 3/4 of your snaps.
Wow.
You're telling me you couldn't bring Dez Bryant in and it doesn't make your football team better?
We got Braxton Miller.
888 on the practice squad. 729-9494. I know the green Kool-Aid is flowing big time in Philly, and I appreciate that, and I'm drinking some. But also, I'm trying to be here for the people to let them know when they're being poisoned with drinking green Kool-Aid.
Mm.
This team needs help, man. 888-729-9494. We'll discuss.
Help is on the way.
We'll discuss on the other side. For the Spartans?
Oh, why you keep going there, man?
Spartans may need some help, man. I was just thinking about Herm.
Now, see? Now, I don't bring up how Temple lost to, you know.
I picked against them on the
Villanova.
Air.
And then Buffalo, you know, I don't bring that stuff up. You know
oh,
what
no,
I'm
no,
saying?
No. I root against the Temple football team.
Oh, okay.
I picked them against them. I called the head coach a glorified gym teacher.
But aren't you a Temple Owl?
Not by choice.
Not by choice.
Temple chose me. I didn't choose Temple.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.